各位听众朋友，欢迎收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。接下来我们会播放与 Revive Beverly Hills United 的主席 Ben Belzer 医生的访问。
So good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 2CR Radio. I'm your host, Sally, today. So today, we are pleasuring to having Dr. Ben Belzer, the president for Revive Beverly Hills Unity, RBHU today. Hello, Dr. Belzer.
各位早上好,欢迎收听 2CR 电台。我是主持人 Sally. 今天很高兴能邀请到 Revive Beverly Hills United 的主席 Ben Belzer 医生接受访问。 Ben 医生,你好,非常高兴您今天来到我们的节目。Hello,
it's good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
Sally, 你好, 感谢你的邀请, 很高兴来到节目当中。
So, to start off, could you please tell our listener a little bit about yourself, your professional backgrounds, and your connection to the Beverly Hills community?
首先想请您向听众朋友们介绍一下自己, 包括您的专业背景, 以及你和Beverly Hills社区之间的渊源。
Yes, I've been a general practitioner of medicine in Beverly Hills since 1988. My father was a GP in Beverly Hills as well from 1967. My family have been practicing medicine since 1926, so over 100 years. So I'm the fourth of six Dr. Belzers from Sydney University. So, but we've been part of the local community for nearly 60 years. And so Beverly Hills has been a thriving community, but in the last few years it has gone backwards, and it's obviously time for renewal in Beverly Hills.
我从1988年开始就在 Beverly Hills 担任全科医生。我父亲从1967年起也在 Beverly Hills 执业。我们家族自1926年开始就从事医疗工作，至今已经超过100年历史。 我是家族中第六代医生之一，也是第四位毕业于悉尼大学的 Belzer 家族医生。我们家族已经融入这个社区接近60年。Beverly Hills 曾经是一个非常繁荣和充满活力的社区，但过去几年发展却出现倒退，因此我认为现在是 Beverly Hills 重新振兴和更新的重要时刻。
Mm-hmm. It's such a long time, 60 years, so you should be a family facing among the community areas. So you are the president of the Revive Beverly Hills Unity. What led to the formation of the organization, and what do you hoping to achieve for Beverly Hills?
60年的确是一段非常长的时间，相信很多居民都认识您。 您目前担任 Revive Beverly Hills United 的主席，究竟是什么原因促使这个组织成立？而你们又希望为 Beverly Hills 带来什么改变？
Georges River Council had a Beverly Hills Master Plan in 2020. We were very excited about that, but then last year they closed down the Master Plan, and so that caused great concern amongst the local residents. The reasons why they wanted to close it down were because of a gas pipeline running along the railway line that's been there since 1996, and also a new flood report that they had. So we were able to determine that that pipeline had actually been empty since 2022, and the council were aware of that, and so were their consultants who wrote a report for them, but it was never mentioned in the report, and it was never mentioned in the council documents that they lodged last year. So we were very upset because they were stopping all of Beverly Hills because of an empty pipeline. So we felt that we'd caught them red-handed, so I went and spoke at the council meetings. It was reported in the local paper. And so we've continued from there. The council have still failed to make any progress with the Beverly Hills Master Plan since that time. So Beverly Hills is just being left on hold. Mm-hmm. The feeling of everybody in the community is you can go forward or you can go backward, but you can't stay still. And we've got a council who thinks you can just stay still and everything will be all right. Well, it won't. We'll just go backwards. So, mm-hmm. Therefore, we end up forming a community organisation with local residents and local businesses and three local doctors, including me, from different practices called Revive Beverly Hills United. And we've been trying to work with our local councillors to make some progress there.
Mm-hmm. George River 是一位在2020年曾经推出过 Beverly Hills 总体规划，当时我们都感到非常兴奋，因为大家都期待社区能够迎来新的发展机遇。但到了去年，市议会却决定终止这项总体规划，这让很多居民都感到十分忧虑。他们提出的理由包括一条沿着铁路线铺设的天然气管道，以及一份新的水径风险报告。 但这条天然气管道其实在1996年开始就已经存在。然而我们经过调查后发现，这条管道自2022年起实际上已经停止使用，是一条空置管道。更重要的是，市议会知道这件事，替市议会写报告的顾问公司也知道，但这项重要资讯却完全没有出现在任何报告之中，也没有出现在市议会提交的相关文件里。我们对此感到非常愤怒，因为整个 Beverly Hills 的发展被迫停顿，原因竟是一条已经没有在运作的管道。我们认为这种做法完全站不住脚。所以我开始出席市议会会议发言，这件事后来也获得本地媒体报道。但直到今天，市议会在 Beverly Hills 总体规划方面仍然没有任何的实质进展，整个社区的发展被迫停滞不前。社区居民普遍认为，一个地方要么向前发展，要么向后倒退，但不可能永远停在原地。然而目前市议会似乎认为什么也不做也没有问题，但现实并非如此，如果没有进步就等同于倒退。正因如此，我们联合本地居民、商户以及包括我在内的三位本地医生共同成立了 Revive Beverly Hills United， 希望通过和市议员合作推动社区发展重新向前迈进。
You have mentioned one of the aim or purpose of this unity would be the Mumbai to Sydney ethane gas pipeline and associated with the hazard risk zone, which are provided by the council. Can you tell us more about what is it and why it has become such a significant concern among the community?
您刚才提到 Revive Beverly Hills United 关注的其中一个核心议题就是 Murray to Sydney 天然气管道以及市议会划定的相关危险区。您能否向我们介绍一下这个问题的来龙去脉，以及它为什么会引起社区如此大的关注？
Yeah. So the Moomba to Sydney gas pipeline goes from South Australia to Port Botany, where there used to be a plastics factory that closed in 2022. The pipeline was never dangerous. But it runs through Wallow Creek next to 21-storey buildings. And yet our council was trying to say that you couldn't build above two stories within 200 metres of it. So if what they said was true, that would affect 16 square kilometres of prime real estate in Sydney. So that was obviously illogical. The pipeline then, because it was empty, they have later on last year applied to repurpose it to natural gas through the Department of Planning, and the pipeline owner lodged a report on the dangers, which show that the risk is somewhere between 1 in 100 million years and 1 in 1,000 million years to anyone standing on top of the pipeline, which is really less than the risk of dying by being hit by an asteroid or dying in an earthquake. So we think the risks are ridiculously low. Despite the report being provided for free by the Department of Planning, Georges River Council went and paid the same consultant, who didn't mention the pipeline was empty, to do another report, which still shows it's extremely safe. Despite that, they don't want to give free approval to a master plan. They want to maintain some restrictions within 200 metres either side, which can be used as a loophole to stop development. And we would rather see just honest progress being made where people can plan ahead and Beverly Hills can be renewed.
Murray to Sydney 天然气管道由南澳一直延伸至 Port Botany, 而 Port Botany 原本有一间塑料工厂，但那家工厂已经于2022年关闭。事实上，这条管道本身从来也不是危险设施，它经过 Wallow Creek 一带，而那里附近早已经有21层高的住宅大厦。然而 George River 市议会却声称，在距离管道200米范围内不应该新建超过两层楼高的建筑物。如果这个说法成立，那么将会影响悉尼约16平方公里的黄金地段土地发展。显而易见，这种说法并不合理。由于管道原本已经停用，因此管道拥有人后来通过新州规划部门申请，将其重新改作天然气用途。管道公司提交的风险评估报告显示， 就算有人直接站在管道正上方，风险也介乎于1亿年至10亿年才可能发生约一次事故的程度。换句话说，这个风险甚至比被小行星撞击或在地震中丧生的几率还低。因此，我们认为这是一个极低，几乎可以不忽略不计的风险。尽管规划部门已经向相关提供报告， George River 市议会仍然聘请同一家顾问公司重新进行研究，而这家顾问公司此前甚至没有提及管道已经停用的事实。即便如此，新报告仍然得出相同结论，这条管道非常安全。然而即使在这种情况下，市议会仍然不顾全面批准的 Beverly Hills 总体规划，并希望保留管道两侧200米范围内的发展限制。我们认为这种限制可能会成为未来阻碍发展的漏洞。相比之下，我们更希望看到透明、公平且合理的规划程序，让居民和投资者能够提前规划未来，并推动 Beverly Hills 的更新和发展。
Mm-hmm. So you have argued as well that the current risk assessment are overly restrictive. So what kind of concerns you have about the way of the hazard risk zone has been determined, and what current impact has it had on the local residents, business, and property owners?
您曾表示，目前的风险评估过于保守和限制。您认为这些危险区的划分方式存在哪些问题？又对居民、商户和业主带来了什么影响？
We actually got a valuer to look at the council reports. When people go to sell their house, they get a 10-7 certificate, and they determined that the fake gas pipeline report dropped housing values by 10%. So since it's been repurposed to natural gas, we've asked the valuer to reassess it. We haven't got that report back yet. But I can safely say to the people of Beverly Hills that your houses were reduced in value by around $200,000 by that erroneous report. And that thankfully our organization has been able to have that hazard reduced. So we don't know how much we've saved you, but it might be as much as $200,000. Yeah.
我们特别聘请了一位专业物业估价师来研究市议会的相关报告。当居民出售房产时，通常都要向买家提供一份 Section 10.7 的规划证明文件。这位估价师分析后认为，市议会有关天然气管道的风险报告会导致区内房价平均下跌约10%。由于目前管道已经重新被批准做天然气用途，因此我们已经要求估价师重新评估最新情况。不过最新报告尚未完成，但我可以很负责任地告诉 Beverly Hills 的居民，那份有问题的风险报告令不少住宅的市场价值下降约20万澳元。值得庆幸的是，我们的组织已经成功推动降低相关危险区评级。目前我们尚未知道实际为居民挽回了多少价值，但很可能每户物业重新增加的价值同样高达20万澳元左右。
Yes, 10% would be a huge drop for the housing property.
房价下跌10%，对任何社区而言都是非常巨大的损失。
Yes, and housing prices are contagious. Once one price drops, they all drop.
确实如此。房价具有连锁效应，一旦某个地区出现价格下跌，往往会影响整条街，甚至整个社区的房地产市场。我们知道 Revive Beverly Hills United 曾经就天然气管道问题委托独立研究，您能否介绍一下研究的主要结果，还有这些结果与目前市议会采用的假设有何不同？
Yeah, and the whole street.
Yeah.
So we know that the Revive Beverly Hills United has commissioned its own research on the pipeline issue. So can you tell us what are the key findings and how do they differ from the assumption currently being used by the planning, by the council?
我们的研究发现，这条管道完全符合现代工程以及安全标准，而且安全程度非常高。就算有人直接站在管道正上方，发生事故的风险大约介乎于1亿年至10亿年才可能出现一次。如果只是站在马路另一侧，风险会更进一步下降至接近近10亿年才可能出现一次事故。这是一个几乎可以忽略不计的风险水平， 没有人能活上数十亿年。因此从现实角度来看，被小行星撞击或者因地震死亡的风险都远高于这条管道可能造成的风险。另外，这条管道本身还具备多重的安全保障机制，它并非单纯只是一条输气管道。整个系统设有监测站、自动关闭阀门以及定期安全检查。管道埋于设于地下的混凝土结构之中，上方还有碎石保护层，长期维持在极高的安全标准下运作。
The pipeline is up to modern standards and it's extremely safe. So there's really the risk on top of the pipeline is somewhere between 1 in 100 million and 1 in 1,000 million years. Across the road, it rapidly drops down to 1 in 1,000 million years, which is infinitesimal risk. So everybody is, no one's going to live for a billion years, and the risks of being hit by an asteroid or killed in an earthquake are much higher than the risks of anything happening with that pipeline. As well, the pipeline's got lots of extra safety features in it. It's not just a pipeline, it's got monitoring stations, it's got shut-off valves, and it's regularly inspected. It's buried in the ground in a concrete bed with gravel on top. So it's been maintained at a very high standard. Furthermore, when it was installed in 1996, I remember the installation, and it was so safe that there was no need for community consultation. There was no compensation given to the community because there was no need to.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they even need to repurpose it to natural gas anyway, when natural gas is being phased out in Sydney by 2050. So, and a lot of councils don't let new homeowners install gas cooktops anymore, except in restaurants, perhaps.
我还记得1996年这条管道建设时的情况。当时相关部门认为安全风险极低，因此根本没有进行社区咨询，也没有向居民提供任何补偿。原因很简单，因为当时根本不存在需要担心的风险问题。事实上，我甚至怀疑未来还有没有必要将这条管道重新用作天然气运送。因为悉尼已经定下目标，希望在2050年前逐步淘汰天然气使用，而且很多地方政府现在已经不再允许新建住宅安装天然气炉具。
So you have mentioned about the pipeline has not only gone through underneath Beverly Hills, as well as go straight to Woolite Creek, which has a higher density community.
That's
right. Based on your research, do you believe that Beverly Hills can safely accommodate more housing and developments like Woolite Creek? And if so, what opportunities are we currently being missed in Beverly Hills?
您提到这条管道不仅经过 Beverly Hills, 同时也穿越像 Woolite Creek 这类人口密度更高的地区。根据你们的研究，您认为 Beverly Hills 是否有能力能够安全地承担类似 Woolite Creek 的住宅发展？如果可以，目前又错失了哪些发展机会？
Well, Beverly Hills could easily accommodate as many people as Woolite Creek, and in Woolite Creek there's two pipelines, and they're in the footpath right next to 21-story buildings. In Beverly Hills, they'd be mainly across the road; they'd be 20 meters away, so it'd be even safer. The state government is wanting to have low and medium rise near all the train stations. Beverly Hills has got a quadruple train system. It's got four tracks, so it can accommodate an enormous amount of railway traffic. Sydney's going to be 8 million people within 20 years. They've got to live somewhere. But builders are all telling us that Georges River Council is a no-go zone. They find it too hard. This isn't the only obstacle which the council is putting up to development. They also make it very hard for development applications to go through. And it's tragic that many builders have told us that Georges River Council is a no-go zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very bad for economic growth for the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a bad thing that Beverly Hills is the gateway to Georges River from people coming from the north, from the M5, from King George's Road. The first part of Georges River they see is Beverly Hills, and it's a bad advertisement for Georges River Council.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that they're not a progressive place.
我认为 Beverly Hills 完全有能力容纳与 Walla Creek 相同甚至更多的人口。在 Walla Creek 其实有两条天然气管道穿过社区，而且就在21层高住宅大楼旁边。相比之下，如果 Beverly Hills 未来新建类似规模的建筑物，大多数情况下都会与管道相隔一条马路，大概约20米距离，因此安全性甚至更高。目前新州政府正在积极推动火车站周边的低层和中层住宅发展，而 Beverly Hills 拥有四条铁路轨道组成的铁路系统，交通承载能力十分强大。未来20年，悉尼人口预计将会增加至800万人，而这些新增人口总需要地方住。然而，我们不断听到建筑商和发展商反映同一个问题。很多人将 George River 形容为 No-Go Zone， 也就是根本不愿意投资发展的地区，因为他们认为与市议会打交道实在太困难。天然气管道发展问题并不是唯一的障碍，市议会在发展申请审批方面也设下许多阻碍。不少建筑商直接告诉我们，他们根本不愿意在 George River 地区投资发展，这对整个区域的经济发展而言是非常负面的信号。另一方面， Beverly Hills 其实也是 George River 地区的重要门户，很多从 M5 高速公路或 King George Road 南下的人首先看到的就是 Beverly Hills。 换句话说，这里是许多人对 George River 的第一印象。可惜的是，目前 Beverly Hills 呈现的景象反映出这个地区缺乏进步和发展动力，这并不是一个理想的形象。
So, talking to the development, there has been a growing discussions about the state assessed rezoning proposal, which we assume as the SARP. Can you explain more what is this proposal involves and why do you believe it's important for the future development for Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
谈到发展问题，近年来大家经常讨论 state assessed rezoning proposal， 也就是由州政府主导的重划规划方案。您能否介绍一下这项计划的内容，以及您认为它对 Beverly Hills 未来发展的重要性？
So we're on the eastern side of Beverly Hills, which is a much larger area, but the shop strip on the other side, Beverly Hills on the western side, has already gone directly to the state government because they've been unable to make progress with the council. But we have asked the council to pass the eastern side of Beverly Hills over.To the state government, and that was shot down by the Georges River Residents and Ratepayers Party, and unfortunately by the Liberal Party, who we were very disappointed with in a recent council meeting. Councillor Benjamin Wang, who's independent and a very hard worker, very diligent community person, he put up the proposal that was just sent directly to the state government. That's been shot down. The council won't apply directly to the state government. However, our organisation is applying to the state government, and we hope that for everyone's sake, that the state government will take over.
Mm-hmm. 我们所在的是 Beverly Hills 东部地区，而事实上这也是整个社区面积比较大的部分。至于 Beverly Hills C 区的商业区，由于多年来一直无法通过市议会取得进展，因此已经直接向新州政府提出申请，希望由州政府主导规划工作。我们也曾经要求 George River 市议会将 Beverly Hills 东部地区的规划移交给州政府处理，但很遗憾，这项建议在市议会投票时遭到否决。投下反对票的包括 George River Resident and Ratepayers Party 以及自由党议员，这让我们感到十分失望。在最近一次市议会会议上，独立市议员王斌提出动议，希望将有关方案直接交给州政府审议。王斌是一位非常勤奋且认真的社区代表，然而这项动议最后还是被否决。市议会表示，他们希望自行向州政府提交方案，但与此同时，我们的组织仍在准备自己的申请文件，直接提交给州政府。我们真诚地希望州政府能够介入，接管相关规划工作，让 Beverly Hills 的发展能够重新启动。
So the New South Wales government is looking to increase housing supply across Sydney with the TOD and a lot of different kind of housing policy.
Yeah.
Do you think that Beverly Hills can be part of the solution, and what would need to change for that if that's going to happen?
Yeah.
新州政府目前正在通过 TOD, 也就是交通导向发展政策以及其他住房政策，希望能够增加悉尼各地的住房供应。您认为 Beverly Hills 能否成为解决住房短缺问题的一部分？如果要实现这个目标，又需要做出哪些改变？
Beverly Hills is one of the best parts of Sydney to have increased development, to have the transport-oriented development, because it's got a quadruplicate railway line, it's got the King George's Road, and it's got the M5. So it should actually be the best and leading place for development in Sydney at the moment. And yet, we're in Georges River Council, which is a no-go zone for development. That's a problem. And we are very upset that Chris Minns, our very popular and highly esteemed local member and Premier of New South Wales, is being continually sabotaged by Georges River Council. And we think it's got to stop.
事实上，如果也就是交通导向发展的角度来看 ，Beverly Hills 可以说是悉尼最适合增加住宅供应的地区之一。这里拥有四条铁路轨道组成的铁路系统，同时连接 King George Road 和 M 5高速公路。无论从公共交通还是道路交通角度来看，都具备极佳的条件。因此，我认为 Beverly Hills 本来就应该成为悉尼住宅发展的重点区域之一。然而问题在于，它位于 George River Council 的管辖范围之内。许多建筑商都认为这个地方难以推动发展，这正是我们目前面对的最大障碍。我们对此感到非常失望，因为新州州长 Chris Minns 一直致力于推动住房供应改革，也是一位深受社区尊重的地方议员。但我们看到 George River 市议会的做法却不但削弱甚至阻碍州政府的住房政策目标。我们认为这种情况不应该继续下去。
You also have previously described Beverly Hills as being into ICU situation due to the planning paralysis. Do you believe the community is now approaching a turning point, and what gives you confidence that changes is possible?
您过去曾经形容 Beverly Hills 因为规划停滞而陷入类似于 ICU 深切治疗病房的状态。您认为社区是否已经来到一个转折点？而您对未来改变保持信心的原因又是什么？
We do believe that the community is approaching a turning point. The community are all aware now of what's been going on, and they're only going to become more and more well-informed over the rest of this year. And I think they're going to be very upset when they find out exactly what's been happening to their beautiful suburb.
是的，我们确实认为 Beverly Hills 已经来到一个重要的转折点。越来越多居民开始了解过去几年究竟发生了什么事。随着更多资讯公开，我相信未来几个月，居民对整个事件的认识还会进一步加深。而当大家真正了解到自己的社区是怎么样被拖慢发展时，我相信很多居民都会感到非常愤怒和失望。同时，这也会成为推动改变的重要力量。
So finally, looking ahead 10 or 20 years, what is your vision as a local member for Beverly Hills, and what would success look like for the future generation of the residents?
最后展望未来十年至二十年，您希望 Beverly Hills 发展成什么样子？您认为对下一代居民来说，什么才算真正的成功？
My vision of Beverly Hills is for it to be a wonderful, prosperous area, much like Top Ryde,where when people drive through, when people arrive on the highway, they say, this is a great place. I want to stop here and see what's going on here.
我希望 Beverly Hills 能够发展成一个繁荣、充满活力，而且令人感到自豪的地方，就像 Top Ryde 一样。我希望未来当人们开车经过这里，或者从高速公路进入这个地区的时候，会有一种感觉。这是一个很棒的地方，我想停下来看看这里有什么精彩的事物。我认为 Beverly Hills 应该成为一个像这样充满吸引力的社区和目的地。
So you also have mentioned about the Beverly Hills is an entertainment precinct. Mm. How do you see the future of having more entertainment or instead of residence only, but we have other kind of business coming into Beverly Hills?
您一提到 Beverly Hills 一直以来是一个娱乐休闲中心，未来除了住宅发展之外，您认为娱乐产业和商业发展应该扮演什么角色？
Yeah, Beverly Hills is, once again, the transport helps a lot, and it's a great place. It's traditionally been an entertainment precinct, and once we have healthy development happening in Beverly Hills, it will revive as an entertainment precinct, and it'll become bigger and better than ever. We hope even to get another cinema coming back into Beverly Hills as part of the eventual Beverly Hills master plan.
Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills 最大的优势之一就是完善的交通网络。正因如此，这里天生就具备吸引商业和娱乐产业进驻的条件。事实上 ，Beverly Hills 在过去很长一段时间都是悉尼南区最重要的娱乐中心，很多居民对这段历史仍然记忆犹新。我相信，只要社区能够重新迎来健康和合理的发展 ，Beverly Hills 完全有机会重新成为重要的娱乐和商业中心，甚至有可能比过去发展的更好、更成功。其中一个我们非常希望能看到的项目，就是未来能够在 Beverly Hills 再次拥有电影院。我们希望这个愿景能成为未来 Beverly Hills 总体规划的一部分。
So to conclude, is there anything else you would like to add on to tell, for our audience or anyone else you would like to talk?
访问来到尾声，您还有什么想向听众朋友们分享的吗？
Beverly Hills is a beautiful suburb. It is perfectly located in Sydney. It's ripe for healthy progress. And with the right leadership and right planning, it's going to blossom and become a wonderful place again.
我想说的是 ,Beverly Hills 本身就是一个非常美丽的社区。它处于悉尼的重要位置，拥有非常优越的地理和交通条件。现在最重要的是就是具备远见的领导能力，以及真正符合社区利益的规划方向。只要能够做到这一点，我相信 Beverly Hills 一定能够再次繁荣起来。未来不但能够成为一个更宜居、更具活力的社区，也能成为下一代居民引以为傲的家园。
Thank you very much. I think that's concluded our interview today. Thank you for your time and
非常感谢您今天接受我们的访问，也感谢您与听众分享您的看法和愿景。今天的访问到此结束，谢谢您，谢谢你，也谢谢各位听众收听。